Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fourth. The DH, Pedro Munoz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Scott Starhowiak. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Scott Laos. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dan Maestala. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jeff Rabule. Batting ninth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Wakefield. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knoblauch hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of McGee, who is chasing the ball. Knoblauch reaches third base with a triple. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker strikes out. 1 out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova strikes out. 2 outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Knoblauch. The slide. McFarlane applies the tag. Knoblauch is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGee strikes out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radke fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Leo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Munoz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Starhowiak hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alicia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Munoz moves to second. 2 outs. Dan Maestala is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maestala hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nehring hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greenwell moves to second. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greenwell moves to third. O'Leary moves to second. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alicia hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Greenwell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-1 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rabule hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Knobloch is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Knobloch strikes out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Becker is 0-1 in the game. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Valentin strikes out. One out. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Vaughn is 0-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field. Maesteller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Canseco is 0-1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cordova is 0-1 in the game. Cordova hits a pop-up towards third. Nehring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Munoz is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Munoz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 0-1 in the game. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Starhoviak. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Starhoviak steals second. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Leos is 0-1 in the game. Leos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Nehring is 0-1 in the game. Nehring takes first base on ball 4. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. O'Leary is 1-1 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. Maesteller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Maesteller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maesteller is 0 for 1 in the game. Maesteller hits a pop-up towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rabule strikes out. Two outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Alicia strikes out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia misplays the ball. That's an error on Alicia. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wakefield fires to first and picks off Knobloch. One out. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McFarlane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Munoz is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Munoz hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Cordova, who is chasing the ball. Vaughn reaches third base with a triple. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nehring hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greenwell moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Maestler. O'Leary reaches second base with a double. Greenwell scores. Nehring moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radke fields it and throws to first for the out. Nehring scores. O'Leary moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alicia is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alicia hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Starhoviak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhoviak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Starhoviak is 0-for-2 in the game. Starhoviak hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Starhoviak reaches second base with a double. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Leos is 0-for-2 in the game. Leos hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Starhoviak moves to third. One out. Dan Maestler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maestler is 0-for-2 in the game. Maestler hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rabule hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Starhoviak scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Walbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Kling and Beck now pitching. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGee is 0-for-3 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGee for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Knobloch is hit by the pitch. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Becker is 0-for-3 in the game. Becker hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cordova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knobloch moves to second. Stan Belinda now pitching. Chip Hale pinch hits for Pedro Munoz. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Starhoviak takes first base on ball 4. Knobloch moves to third. Cordova moves to second. Matt Morello pinch hits for Scott Leos. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morello hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pat Mears now playing shortstop. Jeff Rabule now playing third base. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Greenwell for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nehring is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. O'Leary hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lee Tinsley now playing center field. Willie McGee now playing right field. Dan Maesteller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maesteller is 0-for-3 in the game. Maesteller hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rabule is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rabule hits a line drive into right field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Walbeck strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maesteller moves to second. Kirby Puckett pinch hits for Rich Becker. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Puckett hits a line drive towards third. Nehring reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.